Hi, this is Michael McConaughey. I'm the voice of Vampire Hunter D and a lot of other things. I've been very fortunate in being able to be a whole lot of different people in my career. You are listening to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, and you better enjoy it.
Welcome to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast. I am Loz Cadman, and today we are talking From Dusk Till Dawn, minutes 80 to 85. And I'm here with Chris, the host of this podcast.
Hi, and we are talking about minutes 80 to 85 as Fred is continuing his story about the Vietnam War, or his character is. Fred Williamson was not in the Vietnam War. He was a former Oakland Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs football star. Who went on to blaxploitation movies of the 1970s, such as Black Caesar, Three the Hard Way, Hell Up in Harlem, Boss N-Word, which I can't say, I'm not going to say. Nope. Jim Brown, All America. Oh, that's a... Oh, he, by the way, so he was in the original Inglourious Basterds, the movie that Quentin Tarantino kind of takes the name from for his movie.
Ah, I didn't even know there was an original.
Yeah, there's an original from 1978.
Ooh, interesting. I'll have to check that one out.
So as we begin this minutes, and he continues telling his story about the Vietnam War, what happens to Tom Savini?
So basically, like, he starts to hear voices, and he's like, wait a minute, where is all that coming from? And it sounds very echoey, so it's like you could tell it's coming from his thoughts, or like people are like telekinetically, like, or pathologically, like, saying it into his thoughts. And it's like he can hear voices.
Do you hear voices sometimes?
My own voice, yes.
In your head?
Not in a way like that. Like, I don't hear echoes of, like, multiple people talking at once, because that would make me crazy.
Yeah. I guess if you turn into a vampire, I mean, it's funny how fast he turns into a vampire. Okay, let's talk about the vampire bite in this movie.
Yes, I do want to talk about this.
Yeah, go on. Okay, how does a vampire turn... How does someone turn into a vampire in your stories?
Okay, so this is what happens. They get bitten, and, like...
They get bitten? I like how you said that. They get bitten!
Bitten?
Bitten!
What? They get bitten! And the venom spreads through their body with each heartbeat, and they slowly, like, start to get flu-like symptoms, and, like, they struggle to move, and, like, within 24 hours, they just become a vampire, and then they start to get bloodlust. So when I was watching this movie, I started thinking, like, how he was just chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and then all of a sudden, he starts to get the symptoms and starts transmuting, where in most media, they either filled with, like, fire sensations, or they get the flu-like symptoms beforehand.
It happens so fast. It's like it's 28 days later.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they get bitten, and rather than just going full rage, it's like they start to get the symptoms right away. And what I liked about this is that when he starts to feel his teeth, and he covers his mouth, and he's like, uh-oh. His hand changes, he covers there, then his others change, and then he hides them, and he's like, la 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 la. And then, like, Scott looks at him, and he's like, okay. And he's like, oh, nothing here. It's like when a character's, like, trying to put a finger into a hole that's, like, leaking water, and then another one comes out leaking water, and he has to use his other finger, and then more come out. It's like that.
It's so strange, because then he turns around and bites Fred, and then Fred turns into a vampire almost immediately.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of lore of vampires, it's 3 days. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or you have to be bitten 3 times, you know, depending on what it is. But also, it's not just... There are a lot of movies where they're just trying to speed up the plot line. Kind of like Abigail. You bite somebody, and you slowly start turning unless you feed on a vampire. And then your blood mixes with theirs, and that's what changes you. But it's so quick. Sometimes you have to die. Like, you ever seen The Vampire Assistant?
I have not, but I know The Vampire Diaries follows a similar premise.
Right, you have to, like, die. And, like... The Vampire Assistant, like The Vampire Diaries, the kid has his neck broken by the vampire, buried in the ground, and then 3 days later, his master digs him up. So it takes like 3 nights for the transformation to take place. Buffy the Vampire Slayer as well, it's 3 nights.
Yes, exactly.
Because Buffy will sit outside someone's grave who just got turned and wait for them to pop up and stand there right on top of their grave and then stab them as soon as they come out of the ground.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. This movie just like follows it like it's, you know, just a casual transformation with no like pain or like any symptoms. Like, you've seen characters like earlier, like Richie, like obviously dies and then he turns because he bled out. So seeing him just casually turn with no pain whatsoever is just very bizarre.
In the TV show, I don't remember how fast they turn, but I do not like the how quick it happens. Now, with becoming a zombie, you just have to, it is a virus and you have to slowly let it take you over. But in sometimes in certain zombie shows or like Marvel zombies, it's a quick acting virus like 28 days later, whereas 28 days later it's like a rage virus and you're not a zombie. Yes. In 28 days later, FYI, you're not consuming flesh, you just, it's like super rabies, I think.
Yeah, it's like primal rage essentially, but people still class it as a zombie movie
because the way they move was the new zombies, like, you know. So Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead remake in 28 Days Later invented like the new super fast zombies, and we hadn't really seen that before. So I think that's why they classify it as a zombie. But I never thought of the 28 Days Later virus as like zombies. I just thought it was like a rage virus because
I'm really
you
28 years.
Or 28 years, 28 weeks, yeah. In which, FYI, we are 28 years later from the last movie coming out.
Well, in a couple of years, it would have... I think it was like 2030 or 2027 it would have been.
Oh, really? So we're off by a few years.
It's
okay.
A bit early.
Gotcha.
Regardless, I'm really looking forward to it, especially since the trailer was so haunting.
It's just so funny. We lose three... It's like... Okay, so we're at the 85-minute mark for this movie. This movie's only, like, 98 minutes long, maybe 100 minutes or so. So it's like, we got to rush to the finish line, got to kill off some characters. They kill off Tom Savini. They don't kill off Tom Savini yet. There's a scene coming up, which is disgusting, we will get to. But Fred Williamson turns into a zombie. Jacob gets bitten. And then, of course, we lose one more character later on. For anyone who's following the movie with us, I won't reveal who it is, but I hope you've seen this movie before listening to this podcast.
Absolutely.
But Jacob, Fred, and Tom all get wiped out.
Yeah. Can we also talk about how, like, the characters get just slapped silly and thrown across the rooms with no broken bones?
Or the fact that they can outrun, or the fact that Seth and the kids can outrun a bunch of bats? You cannot outrun something that flies. Something that flies can move faster than you.
Yeah. They, like, the influx of bats was going at such a high speed, and they were just running like normal people. It was very bizarre, especially to go down a long corridor.
That's so weird.
It really is. And then you have Jacob, who's at the bar, who comes up with the superb idea that I'm actually jealous that I didn't come up with this idea myself, that he has a shotgun and a bat and puts them together as a cross and has it right in front of him. That is just genius.
So
him being behind a bar, mm-hmm. with an influx of vampires.
In this scene, by the way, I wanted to point out the age of some of these actors. Harvey Keitel is 85 years old right now. I think he's retired. I haven't seen him in anything in such a long time. Tom Savini is 78 years old, and as we said before, Fred Williamson's 86. So they're all definitely up there in their ages.
Yep, they're still going strong.
Harvey Keitel's most recent project is a TV show called The Tattoos of Auschwitz.
Oh, that's based off a book.
Oh, I don't know anything about it. What's it about?
I don't know myself, but I've seen this on the shelves quite a lot over the last few years. And I just remember thinking, that is a very bizarre premise.
Oh.
But, like, yeah, it's a popular book, apparently.
Huh. Oh, he was also in National Treasure, the TV show, which only got one season on Disney Plus before they canceled it.
Oh, I forgot they made a TV series.
Yeah, it was not good. It was the worst thing I'd ever watched. I watched one. I was hyped. I was excited. I watched one episode and said, this is crap. I mean, one of the characters on the show is obsessed with shoes and getting shoes. Like, this was, like, their big, like, oh, no, I gotta get the new Reeboks. I gotta get the new Nike. And I was like, oh, my God, stop writing bad character types for certain types of people. Like, it was a gay character and their obsession with shoes.
Oh, that sounds very bad.
It was awful. It's like, listen, I don't care if there was a gay character on the show. That's fine. But you're just, you're, what? Shoes? This was their obsession? This is what you wrote? You wrote a obsessed shoe-loving gay character? What about him being like a normal person who happens to be gay that's an archaeologist? How about we write that character?
Yeah. It's also, I've just noticed that Harvey Keitel is also Gene Hunt in the American version of Life on Mars, if you know what that show is.
I've never seen it.
In the UK.
Oh, was it a UK show?
It was originally a UK show, but it looks like they've done an American version with him being Gene Hunt, who is one of the most popular characters in the UK show.
Oh, how long did the UK show last for? Because this only lasted for one season.
Let me double check on that. Because I believe it lasted quite some time. Because this was around the time the modern Doctor Who came out. So it was 2006 to 2007, and it only had two seasons. But it was still very popular for what it was. So yeah, that's something I've learned. He was a popular character in American edition of a popular UK program.
Cool. The kids and Seth get into the back room as we find out Jacob is still alive. And he creates probably the coolest weapon in the movie, which is the shotgun cross.
Yep, I'm which sure is jealous I didn't come up with that.
nothing overly inventive about it. It's just a baseball bat in the shotgun.
I know, but like, it's a clever premise that you invented a cross with two weapons and you could use both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
It looks like he's facing zombies, but it's like they're actually vampires.
That's something I would create if I was if I was trapped in a bar with a bunch of vampires. Of course, every bar in Mexico, probably, or Texas, let's just say this, every bar in the south end of the United States and probably Mexico has a shotgun behind the bar.
Yeah, the UK does definitely not have that.
Unless no, you guys are so anti-gun laws, it's so funny. It's like, we fought for our freedom against you to get guns, and you guys were all like, no guns in the UK!
Yeah, we would not survive the zombie apocalypse if that were the case.
Nope.
I mean, the farmers would be fine, but not us.
Yeah, and that's proven in the movie Shaun of the Dead.
Exactly, the Winchester gun.
The Winchester, yeah, because they were debating whether or not it's actually loaded or not.
Exactly, and when it does, I fucking knew it. What'd I tell you, eh?
It's the 25th anniversary of that. It's the 20th anniversary of that movie this year, too, by the way.
It is. And I was like, oh my God, I feel so old. I remember watching that when I was at school. And I remember being, like, ID'd for the DVD at 15. And my brother, who's 13, did get ID'd for Grand Theft Auto on the PlayStation 2. And
he's,
like, 2 years younger.
Fantastic.
It is.
Awesome. That's all the notes I have here for this minutes as Jacob kills one of the ugliest looking vampires ever. We went from hot stripper vampires to a bunch of saggy, ugly, bat-like vampires. They're all basically in their semi-human bat forms, but they're all
gross.
There's nothing attractive about this scene, or as Laws called it, boner killer.
Absolute boner kill.
You can find me over on the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, where we've covered From Dusk Till Dawn's movie, The Vampire Hunter D, What We Do in the Shadows, and so many more. But you can also pick up my own vampire novel, which is Vlada, A Dracula Tale, Vlada Chronicles of the Damned, or Vlada Tales of the Damned, or look for next year's Colleen, a Vlada, A Dracula Tale story, coming out sometime in 2025. And you can find Laws where?
You can find me on Facebook at Laws Cadman author page. Follow me on Instagram at Cherry Rabbit Laws. Follow me on Twitter at Laws Cabin Books. My book Midnight Devotion, which is about vampires in a punk rock band in 2009, on Amazon and other online bookstores. Book 2 is coming out next year, so keep your eyes peeled.
Awesome. And we'll be back with another 5 minutes of the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast in a couple weeks here on the show, Vampire Movie Minute Podcast.